This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In an otherwise bleak season for sitcoms, Ugly Betty has been one of the few scripted network television hits in the last few years. The show is a campy, over-the-top comedy. It's much like a soap opera that revolves around life at a glossy fashion magazine. And it has won a loyal fan base, in part due to its matter-of-fact portrayal of gay characters. And one of those characters is Mark St. James, the outrageously sycophantic personal assistant to fashionista editor Wilhelmina Slater, played by Vanessa Williams.
She wants to sell a vintage couture gown that Jackie Kennedy wore at the White House?
I know, so stupid. You can't just secretly auction off a vintage dress. She's never going to sell it, that's what I say.
She'll have a buyer in 10 minutes. It's genius.
Exactly, her plan is perfect.
You know what we have to do, Mark?
Bid on it? And then take turns wearing it.
No, sweetheart, not this time.
Oh.
You get a feel for the relationship between assistant and editor listening to that clip. The assistant, Mark St. James, is played by the actor Michael Urie. And Michael Urie joins me now from NPR Studios in Manhattan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Hello, Michelle.
Now, I understand that your character was supposed to be just a cameo.
Yeah.
And Vanessa Williams was supposed to get a revolving slate of assistants.
Exactly.
Just one of them was supposed to be you, but you wound up staying. How'd that happen?
Well, because Vanessa Williams liked me. She included me in bits. She said, stand closer to me, which in TV is everything, because if you're closer to the star, then you might be in the shot. She gave lines to me. She just helped me get a spot on the show.
One of the things I'm curious about is how much of a role you had in creating your own character, because you weren't supposed to be there in the first place. So they sort of created your character on the fly. How involved were you with that?
It's definitely been a collaboration, because I'm only as funny as my timing, and timing is so much in the editing in television. On stage, you have an audience and you have other actors, and timing is different. But in TV, it's created later. You can get the punchline badly four times in a row, but they can put it in the right spot so that it's still funny. So anyway, maybe I just gave them too much credit. I definitely, for me as an actor, I'm not the kind of let's just rewind a bit and go before Ugly Betty. I would go out for parts on TV shows where the description for the character would be half a page, and it would be, he's a tough-as-nails cop with a heart of gold, and whenever he gets two drinks in him, blah, blah. And it's like the odds of me, Michael Urie, fitting what they have already come up with, it's not too high. And so, like, whenever a role comes along where it says, Mark, Wilhelmina's bitchy gay assistant, and that's it, it gives someone like me a chance, because they don't know what the hell they want. All they want is for him to be bitchy, gay, and an assistant. And I might get the part. And so that's sort of like the stuff I look for, is the stuff that they haven't really thought out yet. Because if they thought about it, it's probably not going to be me.
Now, as evil and as scheming and as over the top as your character can be, there's one soft spot that he seems to have. He's played a mentoring role over the course of the series to Betty Suarez's teenage nephew, Justin, who at least seems to be gay, but no one ever says that. The family just goes as far as to say he's mighty festive, but they never really talk about his sexual orientation.
Yeah.
He's a very flamboyant teenage kid, and he's into fashion and dancing. And your character, Mark, sometimes offers Justin advice. He tells him, for instance, to learn how to run really fast. And he even stands up for Justin when he's confronting his own mother. And your mother on the show is played by Patti LuPone. And maybe before we go on, we should take a quick listen to this.
He's just so swishy. The mother doesn't say anything. It just makes me sick.
Okay, shut your mouth, Mom.
What did you say to me?
You don't get to talk about these people like that. And that little boy, swishy, swishy. You want to talk about swishy? Open your eyes, Mom, and look at your own swishy son.
I imagine you sometimes think about what it would be like for you as a young man to watch a show like this when you were a teenager. When you film these scenes, do you imagine what young kids struggling with their own sexuality are going through or thinking of when they're sitting at home watching this show?
Absolutely. There is, one of the things about having specifically Justin, I mean, they've had funny gay guys on TV before. So like, I'm nothing new. But the relationship between Justin and Mark is something new. And Justin is something new. Having a character like that is a new thing. And it's a whole new class of people that have never seen themselves on TV before. And then now to watch what's happening with Justin's character and how supportive his mother and grandfather and aunt are with him. It's a really beautiful example of how people across this country could deal with a situation that is maybe outside their comfort zone.
Now, the relationship between Mark St. James and the teenager Justin deepens this week when Justin gets into trouble with some bullies. Mm-hmm. And as we said, Ugly Betty is a comedy, but this is serious stuff. What's the objective here? Are you trying to speak not just to those who are bullied, but those who are doing the bullying?
I think for sure it's not painted as a nice example, certainly. And the bullies certainly get theirs in the end. Justin is not happy about being in public school anyway because he wanted to go to performing arts school and he didn't get in. So Mark's advice is to befriend the cheerleaders because the cheerleaders are the mean girls. The mean girls lead to popularity. And if he's with them, he won't get messed with. And so that's what he does. It, you know, in a way, it does help him. He becomes more popular. But in a way, it also shines a light on the things the bullies were bullying. The kid that they've written is very smart. And I think a lot of that comes from having smart people around him. His family, they're smart. They handle things correct. They talk about problems. They treat people right. And I think that Justin is a kid who does that. And so he handles it well.
I'm wondering if this is the way of the future when gay characters are more of the tapestry of a storyline instead of being sort of introduced and trumpeted when they are a part of the storyline, almost as, you know, if the producers are seeking a gold star for having diversity of character
us.
As opposed to just sort of making them part of the cast.
Right. And they're not just a joke anymore. It's not used as a punchline. They deliver the punchlines, but they are not the punchline.
But you often are the punchline.
Yes, but not for being gay, for being silly. We don't make gay jokes on the show. We sometimes have funny things that happen, and they are stereotypically done by gay people normally, but it's not like blah, 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 and you're gay, and that's the joke. They're smarter than that. And we're not catering to an audience who thinks jokes like that are funny.
Michael Urie, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Michael Urie. He's the actor who plays a character called Mark St. James on the TV show Ugly Betty. To see Urie in a sneak preview of tomorrow's episode of Ugly Betty, go to npr.org.